USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell. Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several top health experts have spoken to a House panel with an update on the pandemic, and one of them had some very encouraging news. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says work on vaccines is progressing well, and that one already looks very promising. In fact, Fauci tells the House panel,
"We hope that as the time we get into the late fall and early winter, we will have, in fact, a vaccine that we can say will be safe and effective."
Democrats on that panel say the Trump administration has not been doing enough to help states that still need more testing to get it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court, by a 5-4 vote, has denied a request to halt construction of President Trump's border wall over environmental concerns. A number of groups, including the ALCU and Sierra Club, had asked the High Court to get involved again after the justices last year cleared the way for the administration to use military funds for construction while the case played out in the courts. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
8 Marines were missing and 1 found dead after an amphibious assault vehicle sank during a training exercise near a military-owned island off the coast of Southern California. There were 15 Marines and a Navy sailor in the vehicle when it started taking on water as it traveled from the shores of San Clemente Island to a Navy ship. 2 Marines were among those rescued that were injured. 1 was hospitalized in critical condition and the other in stable condition. Military ships, small boats, and helicopters were searching choppy seas for the missing amid moderate to strong winds. A new Major League Baseball internal investigation into the Florida Marlins coronavirus outbreak has found some lapses from players in following the league's protocol. The Marlins have had 20 total coaches and players test positive for the virus since opening day, with 2 new cases just reported today. Miller said players were lax in following the league protocols by going to hotel bars and going out in public. This report of Major League Baseball's investigation comes 3 days after USA Today sports columnist Bob Nightingale said a few Marlins players had gone out while visiting Atlanta for 2 exhibition games. Without a bubble to ensure the whereabouts of all the season's participants, Major League Baseball is increasingly reliant on compliance from the players. Following the Marlins outbreak and 2 Cardinals players testing positive, the season is reportedly in jeopardy. Listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.